Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday, September 2nd, 2014. You're in for a real treat on today's edition of Mark and Friends. But before I share how this special testimony will be shared, I'm celebrating my own personal landmark, as around 8:45 this morning, I'll be at the Urbana Courthouse officially adopting Esther into the Burns family. So thank you, God, for my little Esther. And thank you, God, how you've adopted us, those that follow the Lord Jesus Christ, into your kingdom and family. Let me quickly set the stage for the special conversation I had with Ling just a few weeks ago as she got baptized at the Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church. And after hearing her share her written remarks before she got baptized, I said to myself, I got to get her into the studio to share her story. And so you're about to hear what she shared before the congregation, and then I asked some follow-up questions here in the studio so we can better understand her faith journey. She references two things, her need for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, and she learned that God loves her more than she deserves, as is true for all of us. Let me set the stage with two passages. James 4:8, come near to God, and he'll come near to you. This is one of my all-time favorites of all Scripture, that concept that God will draw near to you as you draw near to him. And then Matthew 7:7-8. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be open. Here's Ling.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for Mark to invite me to Great News Radio today. It was my great day today. This morning, a few hours ago, I was baptized at the Free Methodist Church. I feel this day is the most important day for the last over 40 years. And I'm very excited. I think I still need some time to think about it because I'm very excited.
And maybe as way of an introduction before you start, you've been married to Patrick for 20 years, and I know you've been a visiting scholar all around the globe, in Cambridge for some years, at the University of Wisconsin, other universities, and then you wound up about 6 months ago at the University of Illinois. So I want to give our listeners a little backdrop. It's these last 6 months that you've really grown in the Lord to make the decision today to be baptized in Jesus' name. So I'm excited to share you with our Great News Radio listeners.
Thank you. Here's my testimony. My exposure to Christian beliefs could date back to 2005 when I was a visiting scholar in the University of Cambridge, UK. Then I came home 1 year later, busy and kind of accomplished with my work and my family. I still felt something missing. At midnight, I prayed to God, "Dear Father, could you give me a chance to get closer to you? Here I am, standing here in U.S. God does listen and answer us. For the last 6 months' stay in U.S., particularly in Urbana, I am further convinced in two things. First, Jesus is my Savior. Based on my Bible study, we all have inherited the sinful nature from our ancestor, Adam and Eve. That explains why I very often find myself with so many imperfections, like being self-centered, materialistic, and irritable, with little care to others' feelings. I have hurt my family members very badly. There is not a moment when I think of that I wouldn't regret. Now, by believing in God, I am blessed to have Jesus to die for all my sins. After this baptism, I trust I will rise up as a new person. My second commitment is I believe God loves me more than I deserve. During the last 6 months' stay in Urbana, I came to realize, accept, and appreciate God's glory and love. I came here on my own with the invitation of my cousin Anne. She said, if I were here to give birth to my baby Michael, I would feel happy and safe with a big Christian family. She was right. I prayed to God to draw me closer to his arms before I flew here. God has sent many church family members to take care of me. When my mom flew on her own here to take care of me, she was very confused at the airport, for she doesn't speak any English. It happened that Helen and Milo just arrived at the same airport. They contacted Michelle, who contacted Anne's husband, Paul, to pick her up. Later, Helen came to teach me the Bible and answer many questions about faith. God also sent Milo to discuss with me the intellectual spiritual explorations, which I enjoy greatly. God sent Cindy to help me understand how to be a real Christian by setting a good example. She is my godly sister who would hold Michael for me and take care of him. I wish I could pack her home so I would feel so easy to be a mom. God sent Holly, who helped me build up my faith by relating to me her own story. She also sent me numerous messages in my mother tongue, which sound so intimate and precious. They helped me get over many sleepless nights. By reading again her messages, I conclude God not only cares for English people, but also Chinese as well. God also sent me Sister Becky, our weekly Bible teacher. She said we should build our house on rocks instead of on sand. Pastor Herb and Sharia loved me so much. They pray for me many times. I also feel blessed to have many Chinese Christian sisters who claimed openly to be a Christian before I came. Peggy, Michelle, and Li Xia are all my best Chinese Christian friends. We solved issues on strengthening faith and cherishing hope for the future. In addition, the last thing I am here ready to share before my baptizing is my personal experience of God's miracles. The biggest one is my husband Patrick's visa application. He needed to come so that we could take Michael home with us, but he had very little time to get a visa. Our friends, Helen and Milo, and Herb and Sharia, and many church friends, they kept praying for us, and even though the visa system crashed, Patrick still got his visa sooner than some students who applied earlier. I believe, with all my heart, that only God can achieve this. Now I wish to walk in the ways of Lord. From now on, I will raise my children under the umbrella of God's love.
Now, knowing you made those remarks to the congregation at the Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church, I'm going to fill in some last names because everyone in the congregation would know Milo and Helen Kaufman. In fact, I hope to have them on one of our Mark and Friends editions in the coming days. And I think of anyone that I've ever met in my life, I think more people have been baptized because of the influence of Milo and Helen Kaufman than anyone else I know. They've been incredible worker bees for the kingdom, and working with so many international students, it's just phenomenal. How many people will reference those two as you did. And then Cindy Gates, who worked with this radio ministry some years ago, she was very influential and loving on you guys. My wife, Holly Burns, it's neat to know that she had a role and was encouraging you along the way. And then Becky Ford, along with many of the other Chinese Christian sisters that helped you. But you mentioned back in 2005 or 2006 at Cambridge, there was somebody influencing you or pointing you towards a relationship with Jesus. Tell me a little more about that.
Yes, that was actually the very first time when we were exposed to Christian beliefs. And the local pastor from the community church came to visit me, and they invited me and my daughter for our very first English Christmas dinner. Then after that, his wife came to teach me Bible every week. His wife's name was Diane, and she came to teach us.
Now, at this time, you're a visiting scholar at Cambridge, so you're well-trained. You were introduced to many literary classics in English, obviously. Did you have some Bible background back in China? Did you grow up Buddhist? Like, what was your religious background in China?
In China, including myself, many people are still more influenced by Buddhist beliefs. But I am an English major, and so I think because of the English literature I read, and also we have some English teachers, American English teachers, British English teachers who come to teach us, and occasionally they would introduce something, you know, Western literature, which some of them are really related to the Bible and the Christian beliefs.
So at that point, back in China, you're in your 20s, early 20s.
Early 20s.
And you're
starting from 18.
18, working towards that English degree and advanced degrees. So the stories from the Bible were more just like fables or interesting literature. It wasn't something like, wow, these are historical events that took place, or this Jesus, wow, he sounds very interesting, being a rabbi, a teacher, a healer. Were they more just stories? And then when did they become more like, wow, these are real true events that took place in Israel, in the Holy Land?
Right. In the very beginning, I think it's still now most Chinese students, especially English students, even they have some, you know, chances to get in touch with English-speaking people or English Christians. They still believe that to be a Christian is like something like you read lots of Bible stories, because stories in Chinese mean something unreal. So it's different from what I'm now believing. Yeah.
Now, you also mentioned, I think, a cousin that recommended you find a Christian community or a church. Was she a believer at this time, or did she just think that's a good thing because these Christians are pretty nice people?
Well, my cousin, whose name is Anne, I mentioned in my testimony, she invited me to come, and she said, Lin, Sister Lin, you can come here and we'll take care of you when you are giving birth to the baby. Because I was kind of reluctant. I was in another city. My friend in another city was willing to offer help to me. And then my cousin Anne also said, I have been baptized. I am a Christian, and that makes a difference. And I was thinking that, oh, I should go there. So here in another city in the United States, my American friend wanted me to stay because she was worried about me. You know, I was going to give birth to my baby son on my own and without my family member, although my mom later came. But after Anne told me about that, I made a decision. I should come. I should come here.
6 months ago, you got transplanted. Were you invited by the University of Illinois to teach a subject, or what was
just
the calling?
Just visiting.
Here? Okay, visiting scholar. So for some of our listeners that aren't familiar with the academic world, what's a visiting scholar and what takes place when they're visiting or when they're traveling and attending various universities?
Yes, the money for visiting scholar is provided by the government, the education ministry. And each year, I think a social professor or professors, usually they should be as high as that level. They have a chance to apply for CSC, China Scholarship Council, and they get the scholarship. If they are approved, and then they can fly to America. America is the most popular country to choose, and then followed by Britain and Australia and somewhere, or most of them are English-speaking countries, and they come, and most of them, they just attend the lectures. But if they are engineering professors or something, or science, they may start working at the lab. But for our, you know, English majors, maybe we just attend lectures. We also write papers with our supervisors.
Okay, then as you look back now these past 6 months and today, the special day where you got baptized, how did you see God weaving circumstances or people together where you started saying, this Bible seems to be becoming more alive and more intimate, more familiar? And I'm sure somebody along the way talked about having a relationship with Jesus. What was that progression or progress?
Well, first of all, is the love from the, you know, my church friends. And as I have said, Anne showed great love to me, and she cooked Chinese meals for me, which really, well, she was a wonderful cook. And also love from Helen and Milo. Helen, she's a very wise and a very righteous woman, lady. I mean, she, you know, she teaches me how to be a person of integrity. And Milo is a great, great professor, and he invites me, he respects me, and we discuss lots of issues, you know, of spiritual exploration. I quite enjoy that. So first is love. I feel great love and respect from this family. And then second, I should say, followed by miracles. I have experienced personally some miracles after I arrived here. I'm over 40s. It's hard for me to raise a little newborn. And sometimes I feel very, very hard, very tired, very sick. I would pray to God. And I know Milo said I shouldn't bargain, you know, to Jesus for love. Becky also said, yes, you can pray. You can also be specific when you are praying. So, and God when God answers, your faith will be further strengthened. And then I give it a trial. I know trials may not be so good thing, but step by step, I find, you know, I would pray and say, when it's hard for me to take care of Michael, I would say, God, please help me take care of this little baby. And this is not only my child, but it's also yours. And it really works very well.
Now, how did you meet up initially with Helen and Milo?
Well, God does send Helen and Milo to our life. My mom, you know, who came to take care of me, and my mom doesn't speak any English, and she was lost at the airport. And she called me, and my phone didn't work. I don't know why. And then my mom just showed up at Anne's house while I was waiting for her. And she said, I met a wonderful American lady with very thin American gentleman. And she followed me. She followed me and all the way at the airport, even when I went to the restroom. So actually, Helen saw my mom and, you know, looking confused. And Helen thought, oh, maybe this Chinese lady needs help.
Was this up at O'Hare or Champagne Airport?
Champagne.
Okay.
Airport.
So she made it that far.
Yes.
And so that was your first time meeting Helen and Milo Kaufman at your cousin's?
Yes.
Wow. So then God really knit that relationship together. And then when did you start finding yourself, hey, I want to know more about the Bible, or I want to meet with you on a regular basis? Did that just start happening?
Well, I still, Milo is right in saying that my Bible knowledge is so limited. Actually, I did study the whole Bible when I was in Cambridge, but, you know, after 10 years, I kind of, you know, forgetful. And also, as people grow up, we usually need to refresh, right? So I still need to read more of the Bible, but Becky and Helen are my Bible teachers, and they help me a lot in learning Bible bit by bit, or books related to Bible. But I still need to learn more about that, I'm sure.
In case you're just tuning in, I have Ling in the studio with me, baptized this very day, walking with the Lord and learning about Him on our faith journey these past 6 months. It's been a little more intensive the last 6 months, but had been introduced to the concept that God loves her. I think back at Cambridge in 2005, 2006, a cousin took an interest in her and invited her to come to the United States and furthered her on her spiritual journey. And then, as you just heard, through circumstances that only God could orchestrate, here's an American couple at the Champagne Airport seeing a confused Chinese woman. They help her along. It happens to be Ling's mom.
Yes.
They bring Ling's mom to where Ling's at, and they strike up a conversation, and that turned into some weekly Bible studies and meeting up and having her attend the Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church, and then being influenced by Pastor Herb and Cheryl, who are a lovely couple. You've heard me reference them before a number of times. I was on a trip to Israel 2 years ago, and it's through those two that they reinforced and affirmed my relationship with Holly, and Herb was a part of marrying me and Holly January 1st. So it's kind of neat how God can weave so many different relationships and people together. And Ling, today, as we celebrate with you your baptism and your desire to follow the Lord Jesus Christ faithfully, and I love even in your testimony. So if you missed a portion of today's broadcast, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org. But you're not just wanting to walk faithfully with the Lord Jesus Christ yourself. I love how in your testimony you're desiring to train your children up in the ways of the Lord. And your little boy here is a little gem. You might hear his voice in the background every so often, or you'll hear Beamer upstairs. He's in one of the bedrooms barking away because he wants to be socializing with everyone here. But Ling, it's a real delight to get to know you. I know you'll soon be returning to China, so I'll ask our Great News Radio listeners to be praying up you. And thank you, God, for Patrick, who's been supportive of your faith journey.
encouraged by your attendance at church and supportive of the decisions you're making to follow Jesus. And that's just a wonderful attribute that he's open and caring and loving on you. I'm sure you have, in our closing minutes or two, maybe a little shout out for Patrick. And where did you two meet? How did that love story start?
Okay, we were actually both teachers at the same university when we graduated.
Now, is this in China?
In China, okay. And at that time, we were both single, and he happened to live downstairs, and we were living upstairs. So he very often came up to meet us. So at that time,
Was it love at first sight, or was it just interest at first sight?
Curiosity.
Okay. And then how did he win you over? Did you just finally say, hey, we're both moving in the same direction, we have a love for the English language or want to teach? Or what was the point where you said, I think he and I will become husband and wife?
Yeah, I think maybe at a certain point, I find he respects his parents very much. Mm-hmm. And also, I also noticed that of all my friends, I have never, at that time, I had never heard anyone saying anything bad behind him. So I think maybe this is a good guy.
Mm-hmm. And I know off air, I asked you one question about Patrick's supportive role in you becoming a Christian. And you had said to me, and I kind of delighted and laughed at it, you said, well, many Chinese men are not bothered at all about their wives becoming Christians because they'll remain faithful. They won't divorce. They'll honor and they'll show more patience and love. And so I thought, oh, that's a good sign. So we'll keep working on all the Chinese women around the area and introducing their men to the concept that God loves them and has a plan and purpose for their lives. Well, Ling, thanks for being available today on this very day where you got baptized and are desiring to follow the Lord Jesus Christ more faithfully.
Yes, thank you very much.
We'll be praying up Ling and her husband Patrick in the days ahead as God uses them and orchestrates their lives to influence others in China. And we have that unique opportunity here in the greater Champaign-Urbana area with all the international students attending the university to provide hope and healing and introduce them to the fact that God loves them. So be praying up our international students, and I'll have more to say about that because Great News Radio is going to be doing something in the days ahead. But thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.